Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Merrill.
Sam Merrill, welcome to the show, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. How you guys doing?
I feel like we're all getting by. I mean,
we've been wanting to have you on. We've been wanting you on this show for a long time, dude. But you're in New York. And so we always ask, because we lived in New York for 5 years, how is New York doing right now?
I think we're all right. Yeah. You know, everyone says that New York is dead, but then you go outside and there's traffic.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think people are still here. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm still annoyed by things.
People still have an edge.
Have you done any of the in the park shows?
I've done shows every night. I've done an hour every night. What I do is I put in my Instagram stories. I will come to your roof if you have a mic and an amp.
Yeah.
And you get cool friends together. And I've been doing it every night on a stranger's roof.
Really?
And it's been incredible.
That's
been great.
Awesome. Dude, I love it. What I love is.
And then you rob their house? That's so interesting.
Well, it's weird because I'm just like, I'm going into their apartments. I'm riffing about their apartment on stage. Great. I'm like, you ever think I'd like be riffing on your bidet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, but at least it's so weird. One. And then they're usually really cool. They usually just get friends together. And some nights it feels like punk rock. And other nights you're like, am I mentally ill to be doing this? Like, I'm showing up.
It may be a little bit of both. Because I think that's punk rock has about 35% of mental illness. That's a part
true.
Of it. But dude, that's awesome. That's great that you're getting, because you know, one thing that I love about you, and if anybody isn't following your Instagram, they should definitely be following you on Instagram, is back in the day before when you were performing kind of in clubs all the time, is you would post stand-up, first of all, that would get watched so much, and a lot of it was super, super current of the moment. I loved it so much because you're like, holy shit, this just happened and he has a fully formed bit about it. Are you kidding me? I loved it. So
we get spoiled with stage time in New York, and you know, the Cellar would be so cool about that. So the Comedy Cellar would just
film it, and then you'd have it, and then
I'd have it, and I'd say, well, I'm not going to do this joke for that long anyway. I may as well put it out into the world. I mean,
it's so funny. So this can go here, and it's not going to go on a special, but it can go here on my social media right now, which is the perfect place to consume it.
Yeah, it's just weird to hear. I think of how some jokes are going to age in a special, and it's weird to be so the royal baby is coming, and you're 10 years ago? Who gives a shit?
You know? Again, that's right. I know. You never want to talk about anything but you know what? Albums, and for comedians especially, they're a snapshot in time. All of us have done comedy albums and specials and whatnot.
Sure.
It's, you know, there's you'll continue to do some bits and they'll grow further, especially the ones you just did right before you did the album. You're like, I got to put this on here. And you do it. And then 6 months later, you have 12 better tags than what you had before.
Isn't that infuriating?
It is, but it's just a snapshot in time. You're like, this is what I was doing back in August of, 2018. This is the special. And then you just move on.
It's also crazy to hear an old Bill Hicks album where he's talking about George H.W.
Yeah.
And he's like, this piece of shit is going into the Middle East. And then 10 years later, you're like, wow, you could have done that about his kid.
You could have just dropped the H. And the bit still works. That's all I got to do is edit it out and the bit still works.
But that's a good segue into what we do on this show, because we do ask our guests, do you think the world is getting dumber, or are we just... do we have more access to dumb behavior now because of social media and what we live in this moment?
Well, I think it's easier. I think there's less shame in being dumb.
Yes.
You know, I think, I mean, when Trump is president and he's just loudly so obnoxious, when you have Eric Cartman as your president, it's there's almost this is fun to be fucking rude. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, with the internet, you can just kind of join up with people much more easily. When people are loudly rude, you're like, well, that's my guy now if you're also an asshole.
Yeah.
But people were a little more thoughtful, I think, pre-Twitter.
So you're saying there's more dumb connectivity.
Yeah, right, that more people are idiots are being able to find their guy.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Me too, dude. Yeah, I've been thinking
hashtag me too.
I've been thinking that about tree bark for years. It is mean.
Well, a lot of people like that. There's that new Netflix thing, The Social Dilemma on Netflix, right? And everyone's like, it's phones aren't the problem. It's people. But I'm like, all right, but the phones aren't helping, right?
No,
I mean, it's like by that logic, it's kind of like being like, you know, crack's not the problem. People are the problem. I was like, okay, but you can't acknowledge crack that crack is addictive.
Yeah. Right. Crack kind of puts people in the spot to be assholes and it gooses them up to do it.
I wouldn't be addicted to
that's a conservative talking point because you're like, okay, you're saying that because you know that if you're asked about guns, you can be like, exactly. Guns aren't the problem.
People are the problem. You're like, So the answer is to get the guns away from those people. That's what you're saying, conservative? Right. And they would never take that point at all. Well, so our fans sent us these great stories, and Dan breaks them down.
Randy and I haven't heard them.
Sam hasn't heard them. Should we jump into one? You ready, buddy?
Let's do it.
Here we
go. This was sent in by John Cormier at John, J-O-N, underscore Cormier, C-O-R-M-I-E-R. Thank you, John.
Thanks, buddy.
When Mark Johnson took his dog Rex out for a walk,
all those sound like fake names. Mark Johnson, what's your name?
It's Mark Johnson. Right. You're like, nope, you're giving me a fake name.
And the dog are in Witsec.
Yeah.
When Mark Johnson took his dog Rex out for a walk, he did not anticipate fighting a 2.6 meter alligator. I had to look it up. Wow. I'm sorry, I don't know the metric.
A meter is 3 feet.
So it's about an 8.5 foot long alligator, which is way more. This is why feet are better than meters. It really gives you an idea. 2.6 sounds small.
Have you spent any time down in Florida? I'm sure you performed down in Florida.
Oh, it's my least favorite place.
Ever.
I think I had the worst comedy weekend of my career in Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
At Off the Hook Comedy Club. It was dreadful.
Was it Off the Hook?
Yeah. That name was misleading.
Yeah.
And
it was 100% on the hook. Everything was on the hook, including you.
I actually tweeted during the debate the other night that, like, Joe Biden, I felt for him during the debate because that's what performing in Florida is like.
It
was a reference to that weekend in my head.
Sure.
Just interrupting you the whole show.
Did you see Todd Barry's tweet?
Todd Barry's tweet was the best.
Perfectly.
What was it?
In the same vein, it's like...
He said that Chris Wallace was like a club owner who has... kept having to go over to a bachelorette party and trying to shush them, but didn't have the guts to kick them out.
Yeah.
How many times have you had that where you see the manager come over and be like, hey guys, you gotta be quiet. You kind of hear it from the stage and you're like, get these fucking people out of here. You gotta boot them.
Totally. Yeah. That's a great joke. It also is, you know, like, of course you knew the conservative argument after that was going to be, he guided Joe Biden. It was two against one. I'm like, all right. So Trump wasn't an asshole the entire day.
Right. You're right.
At all.
You're right.
He's not. There's never. It's always the media's fault.
It's always someone else's fault. And in every situation that guy's in. So what's the one constant? That guy.
I've never heard. Imagine Trump in couples therapy with Melania. If he actually went, he would be like, "This is on her. This is not me."
Or it's on
he's
you.
Never, he's he would, the yeah, he's like, "You're a bad couple therapist. You're one of the worst couple." Yeah. He would never say, "You know what? There is probably some work I could do on myself." He would never say.
Oh my God! No way. But the idea that like you're in, but. You knew what you were getting into in Florida. We performed in West Palm Beach, and I love Matt Coleman, and I love the club. I love those guys.
That's a good club.
It's a good club, but I was like, we had the worst.
I was like, get ready. This is not going to be. We knew what we were going into. So if you live anywhere where there are alligators, I'm assuming this took place in Florida, right?
Yeah.
You have to assume that when you walk your dog out at any time, you're going to fight an alligator. That's got to be in your brain.
When he said I did not anticipate it, do you know where you live?
And I hate to
say, guys, when I did my shows in Boca, I fought two alligators. They were the openers. Highly recommend doing shows in Boca.
Jesus.
The rat's mouth.
I've done Boca.
Yeah. It's that.
I've bombed in most parts of Florida.
That's awful.
By the way, the only place I don't bomb in Florida is, I think, Tampa. That club Side Splitters is good. Mm-hmm. But it used to be Bobby Jewell used to run the club, and he was just a drunken piece of shit. And he was hilarious. I mean, he made me laugh, but he was like, he was like fucking what's his name from All in the Family, but without the heart, you know, like
Archie Bunker.
I remember Archie Bunker, where he would. I remember I was there one weekend and I'm with this comic, Raul Sanchez, who's funny as hell, from Mexico, served in Iraq, and he's got amazing bits on it, too.
I'm sure.
Like, how many comics have bits
about on, Iraq? Like, unreal.
About being under fire. Yeah. It's insane. God. And, you know, so Bobby's just fucking prodding him all night, drinking all night. And he's just like, you fucking pussy. He called me a liberal Jew pussy. That's what he calls me. Fucking pussy. He comes in dressed like Charlie Sheen, you know, the fucking Two and a Half Men bowling shirt. And he says to Raul, he's like, you fuck. He goes, hey, Raul, what tribe are you in? Like, he's not even being, it's not even the right racism. You know what I mean?
Your racism isn't matching up. That's how drunk
And then Raul has the best line on him. He just goes, airborne infantry, what tribe are you in? And Bobby just takes a sip of his bourbon and goes, well played.
He couldn't even fight
There's nothing as gratifying as shutting up a drunk. That's the best. Okay, so also he fights this alligator. We're doing the story because the alligator ends up being fine. After fending it off, the reason I tell you that is because it sounds like it might not be, but it totally is. After fending it off by poking its eyes, the Florida artist is coping in a very on-brand way by painting a grisly portrait of the beast that tried to bite his leg off.
If you're a Florida artist,
I know.
I don't even know what that means.
You're working in teal and you have heard of acrylics.
And you work at a Color Me Mine.
Right. Cut to Florida artist being like, the fuck, guys?
Jesus, assholes.
Here's what you're never going to see in the MoMA. Made in Orlando.
True.
Hashtag true. I just took a sip of whiskey.
He wanted to make a portrait of the beast that tried to bite his leg off. Quote, it tells my story. Everybody can see it. I bet you have a scar that everybody can see.
By the way, it tells my story. You didn't escape from slavery. You're a dumbass who walked your dog out not expecting to fight an alligator. This isn't now your story.
Here we go. Him looking at me with my leg in his mouth and my foot hanging out and probably my left leg stuck in the mud and both fingers going towards his eyes. That's what he wants to paint.
Number one.
No one wants to see that.
The alligator is not looking at you. The alligator doesn't care about you. He just sees like a
meat.
Meat. He sees meat or like an obstacle in the way. He's like, I got to bite this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at you.
He's like Jeffrey Epstein at a bat mitzvah.
He just sees meat and he's like, let's play.
Doesn't care.
Jeffrey Epstein at a bat mitzvah, dead. He's just dead. He's laying there.
Johnson, a wildlife artist. There's going to be so many things that should tell you he should have known better. One, wildlife artist. You're telling me you spend a lot of time out there in Florida.
If you're painting wildlife in Florida, you don't paint alligators?
If you're painting wildlife in Florida, all of your paintings take place in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And they're not of animals.
Parking lot of a Hooters. Yes.
Johnson, a wildlife artist in Port St. Lucie, Florida, walks his dog twice every day. Another reason he should be very aware of his surroundings.
Yeah.
On the morning of September 13th, never forget, he says that he and Rex went for a walk around the wetlands behind his property. You are now walking around wetlands in Florida.
Dude, so my wife's stepfather lives in Sanibel Island, Florida. Very beautiful little island off, kind of near Naples, like Fort Myers area, and you go take this causeway over.
I bombed in Fort Myers, too.
Did you?
Fantastic.
There's like the Sam Morril bombing tour of Florida.
Oh, dude, great. Belushi's. I don't think it's there anymore. Jim Belushi's.
Yeah. So
I performed like John Belushi
today,
as he was dying. It was weird. And then I did a show once in L.A. and I think Jim Belushi was at. He was at the show and my agent was like, Jim Belushi was in the crowd and he said like, man, what a great show. And I'm like, I wanted to grab him and be like, your club stunk and ruined my life. At the end of the weekend, the bartender said, all he said to me was, you deserve better.
That's right. Thank you.
This club is like the Blues Brothers 2000. It shouldn't have happened. So in Sanibel Island, there's like on the side of the road is this kind of little ditch where water can, and sometimes water collects in that ditch. And I'm saying it's maybe a foot or two. In every single one of those ditches, I assume there's an alligator.
That's a rule in Florida. If there's water,
every time we go, I'm like, don't walk near there. Mm-hmm. I tell my kids, don't bike near there because an alligator's coming and going to get you. That's what you should assume.
Shit.
Well, Mark Johnson walks around that twice a day.
In the wetlands.
Seemed to forget. Yeah, and he's an outdoor animal artist.
And he didn't see it coming.
As they headed back, Johnson says, you're going to eat those words, Jason Sklar. Johnson says he spotted the alligator in a canal that ran close to his own house.
I'll just walk by.
The water's clear. I could see his head. I really didn't think anything of it. Why would you not think anything of it?
There's no point.
Is there a rule with alligators? Like, are you supposed to just like walk away as quickly as possible?
Yes.
Or are you supposed
in a zigzag like, pattern if you really think they're coming at you? I'm dead serious. They can't move left to right. They go fat, straight, very fast.
So if you zigzag, it's not going to.
Yes.
All right, good to know.
You have a greater chance of evading them.
See, you just learned something.
So he sees it. He thinks nothing of it. It is at that point he unleashed his dog Rex and ordered the dog to go back to the house. Why? What business is he like going to paint this?
Yeah.
And with what? And why would you unleash your dog? Here, you go free roam.
Go back to the house. Put on a pot of coffee. Daddy's got to go do something.
Tell my story.
It's my story.
The dog's like, kind of seems like you're setting your story up to happen. Just tell it.
Just tell it.
I looked back to my left, and the gator, it's like a submarine. They use their tail for a rudder, and he was actually splashing water, moving very fast.
I'm sorry. Are you telling me how a gator moves in water?
Okay. In a split second. He lunged. There's a 2-foot lunge from where he was. That means you're still way too close to the alligator.
If you're 2 feet from an alligator, and again, I don't want to victim shame here, but you deserve to die.
Because you...
If you saw it from far away, you deserve to die.
If you told me, Rand, I'm telling you, I go, dude, I got bit by an alligator. And you have no idea how much ground they can make up so fast.
I'd be like, what are you, 20 feet away from it?
I was 2 feet away.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
That's on you.
It's on you.
Right. I'm gonna go one further here. I think if you live in Florida, you deserve to die. It's on you.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if that was Florida?
Not all
Welcome
parts.
To Florida. It's on us.
I mean, they lifted all COVID restrictions. So, you know,
it is incredible. It seems like the media is in on the joke of like every bad. If there's a bad story in Florida, you just have to publish it now.
Yeah. They have laws
people
there.
People love
that,
it.
Yeah, they have laws there that make like everything, single thing entered into it, evidence or like a bottom of a case is public knowledge, right to know. So that's why there's so many weird Florida documentaries and weird stories because they give you every detail.
Access to everything.
Whereas other like
Oregon
in
does,
Iowa, they're
Oregon
like,
does
man,
it too.
Man did bad thing Friday night, and they can kind of be real vague about it.
Yeah,
true. At Florida is also you get a lot of different people. Like you get a lot of different types of energy in Florida.
It all funnels down there.
It all.
Well, you have like Miami, but then you also have like Jacksonville. Yeah. Like, it's just different types of...
And the panhandle, dude. The Pensacola, the panhandle is a whole other different...
Redneck Riviera.
And then the people who live right in the middle. You're like, why
Alligator
did you stop
Alley.
There?
That's called Alligator Alley.
I know,
Alley.
But like, you've got water. You could go to on either side. Nope. You're like, nope, I want to pretend I'm in any other state but crazier.
I want to feel landlocked in a place that's an isthmus.
So he says, it would jump 2 feet, believe it or not. Within a split second, he had my leg. The front of his nose was at the very top of my knee. He tore my shorts... And my right foot was sticking out of the very end of his mouth, Johnson said. I love that he was like, had to get into the part about what I assume are cargo shorts.
He's a painter, so he needs to describe every moment. Mm-hmm.
This is like the white trash version of The Revenant. You know?
This is the white trash grizzly man.
That's right.
He says,
that was a great movie, man.
Dude, that was unbelievable.
No one should ever listen to the movie, but it was.
No, that's our joke.
That was our joke.
I
never got laughs. I bit on a date at a party, at a pool party, and it cracked my tooth down to the root. I bit on it so viciously. Our joke in our stand-up was, I bit on it so hard that the only person who could listen to the audio of me biting down on the date was Werner Herzog. Now,
I get it. I like it.
That, let me tell you something. That joke did not do well in West Palm Beach.
Or
you're making a joke about a documentary that came out like 20 years ago.
I know.
That's not your demo right there.
This joke was made 8 years ago. But
sometimes
still.
It's for you.
Yeah,
right? Sometimes it's for you.
Sometimes they're just for us.
I'm bombing. I'm like, what? Capturing the Freedmans. Anybody? No one here. And
that's a fucking.
No
great,
one got that.
That's a great joke. Some movies are iconic, man.
He says he was knocked down.
Oh, dude, I'm with you.
He says he knocked down and felt the alligator starting to pull on his leg. No shit.
Yeah.
Growing up in the area with alligators, again proving he should have understood everything that was happening that day, Johnson knew that once they clamped on, there was no way to open their mouths. You're not going to open that mouth. The jaw was so big, you can't pry it open with a pry bar. They won't release.
First of all, not called a pry bar.
I know.
I don't know what
crowbar. Crowbar? A jack?
With no people, rocks, or tree limbs nearby to assist his escape, he chose a technique commonly used to fend off sharks. He remembers the next 5 seconds vividly. He was staring right at me, he said. I had both hands free, so I poked him in the eyes, and immediately his mouth opened up. Good on you. I'll give you credit for that.
Good to know.
That's the first smart thing you've done all day.
He says he looked at, he took his leg out and looked back to see if the alligator was coming back again. If I take my leg out, I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm not like, did you learn?
You don't, you don't survey.
Are we done? It's not like a fight outside of a bar where there's enough people between you where you'd be like, are we done?
Are we good?
Are we done? Like, there's none of that between you and the alligator.
If there's two
Say feet, it again, dude.
Come back here. Come back. Say it one more time to my other leg.
That's right. I mean, there's 2 feet between you, but you may not have 2 feet at the end of this.
Right,
that's
right. For sure. So he looked to see if the alligator was coming back. Apparently I had gotten him good and, he felt that because he left. Johnson walked back again. Remember, the alligator's fine. Johnson walked back to the house without taking a good look at his leg. Why would you? Why inspect the problem right now happening?
I'll
in
look
your
at
life?
It later, I'll Dan. Look, if I'll sit on my white couch and decide whether or not.
I feel like there's a lot of people in Florida that are like, we're going to deal with this issue later on.
Yep.
Not right now.
Dan,
let me play a hole of golf and I'll deal with the leg.
Truthfully, like Florida's other motto is walk it off. Walk it off. You got COVID? Walk it off. Walk around.
True.
Where was I? So he walked back to the house without taking a good look at his leg. I just kind of looked down. There was blood all down my leg. I didn't really feel any pain, he said. To be honest with you, I was still very angry that that happened to me. Way to prioritize.
I love that he's surprised. The only thing he's surprised about is that his anger hasn't gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Johnson suffered 9 puncture wounds from the alligator's teeth and had to get 66 stitches. 2 days after the fact, he says a trapper called him to report that the alligator had been caught and would be relocated. That's how we know it's fine. Now his response to the trauma is to paint the encounter. Once he's completed it, he predicts that in a community full of nature lovers and collectors, someone will buy it. I will ask you guys before I show you this man, how old do you think Mark Johnson, the daily dog walker who completely understands wetlands and alligators, is? Who also
I'm
got
going
bit.
I'm going 65.
65
years old.
I like that.
That's a good pull.
Jay, what do you think?
45.
45 years old from Jason Spott.
I think he's 38. 38. Okay. 38 and on the edge of
the end of his life.
Yep.
Okay.
But 38 kind of, looks 65.
Kind of always has been, right?
Okay.
I'm going to share this right now. We'll also put it up on the Facebook page so everybody gets to see this guy at the exact same time. Plus, I will tell you that Mark Johnson
just passed away. No.
Mark, I don't deal with this right now. Johnson is 61 years old.
Oh,
well done, Sam Morril. Look at him.
I mean,
first of all, great looking dog. The art is definitely ready for like a Florida brunch spot diner.
That's got Holiday Inn written all over it.
Wait, what did you say? We lost you, Sam, for a second. What did you say? That's got
I
what?
Said it's got Holiday Inn written all over it.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, that's right. Let's
say Holiday Inn Express. Like, let's not bump it. It's not ready.
I mean, clearly he's skilled. Clearly he knows how to,
he's
you know.
He's not drawing things and painting things that don't make sense, but he's as good as you can be without being an actual
artist.
Here's
the injury.
Damn, that's fucking legit.
Got it. Looks like his arm, doesn't it? But it's his leg upside
down. Well, that's him laying down.
Exactly.
Holy
it got him.
Shit. That
got
is him. No
Guys,
joke,
that's what
man.
He didn't want to deal with. That's what he prioritized his anger over the alligator.
I'll walk it off.
I'll walk it off, man.
But what are you angry at? Are you this is why when you watch animal documentaries and lions go after wildebeests and all that stuff, like there's a moment where you're like, oh, the poor wildebeest. No, this.
That's
you can't get angry. That's
nature.
The cycle of it.
Right, right. Outside of Jaws, what was it, 3 or 2? No animal's getting revenge. They're never motivated.
Like, we are the only species that can figure out a way to make impossible burgers. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm so not in an, like, I mean, I sound like a real, you know, ignoramus here, but I'm just not in a nature. I don't want to get eaten by a bear. I see coyotes and I'm just like, are you guys out of your fucking mind hiking
so the coyotes in my neighborhood are obviously like, because people aren't out, I feel like in the pandemic and people are staying at home and there aren't a lot of cars,
we talk
out,
about this on our podcast,
animals are feeling themselves right now. There are bears walking into convenience stores in Lake Tahoe. The coyotes are like in packs of 4 in my neighborhood walking around. I see them coming. I'm like, dude, there is nothing I could do if 4 coyotes started attacking me right there. I start freaking out.
But
I'm like,
one of you guys have a deal where they tried to trick a dog?
So
house?
So we in my house there was a coyote when I at my old house. My dog,
oh
I was
my
taking.
Oh my god, I would freak out.
All right, so I was taking the dog out, and we see across the street yelping and limping 1 coyote. All right, and my dog started to like make a move towards it. Then I shine the flashlight up the street. because I chased the coyote. The coyote was fine. It ran perfectly fine. So it was faking that it was hurt. And I shined the flashlight up the street and there were six more coyotes waiting. It was trying to lure us up into like six coyotes. That's our first story down in the books. When we come back, we'll find out what else Sam's got going on. Mm-hmm. This is Dumb People Town with Sam Rill. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into what Sam's doing, we want to let people know that we have another live Dumb People Town at Nowhere Comedy Club.
November 7th. We just announced it last week. And
the last one was amazing with Mike Birbiglia and Mike Doty. The next one will be John Hamm, Mad Men's John Hamm.
Nice.
And the band Tennis out of Colorado, Denver. They're fantastic.
I'm going to tell you right now.
We're halfway sold
on this thing.
I just saw the numbers.
We are more than halfway sold out on the general admission. The VIP tickets, there are only 13 left. We still have a way to go on couples and group tickets and Ticket Plus, but guys, it's gonna sell out. So get your tickets now if you want to do that.
That's 4 days after the election.
We're not gonna know the result of the election. I can tell you that right now. You are either gonna be really pissed and you need a break, and we are there to give you that break, or if we win, you're gonna celebrate and you'll be super happy and you want to celebrate with us. Do that with us. Just come, set your tickets, know that you're going to do that.
Eventbrite.com, search for Dumb
or DanielVanKirk.com. The link is right there as well.
Do that.
Sam, what else is going on, dude? What else do you have going on? Can we direct people to your social media and stuff, which I love?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on social media, like Instagram, Twitter, and all that. Just my name, Sam Morrell. I got a special. It's on YouTube. It's through Comedy Central. It just hit it over 4 million views.
Dude, awesome. It hit 1 million in like 3 days.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Did it with Comedy Central, but they released it on YouTube?
Yeah, that was kind of my plan. I did my last hour with them and just no one watches cable. So yeah. I'm just like, if you direct people to like, you're like, watch it at 11 p.m. They're right. Like, what?
Yeah.
What is this fucking 2006? Yes. So no.
But if it lives somewhere where you can constantly direct people, so they just look up.
You're wasting all the comics that promote you when they're like, watch it at this time. But if they promote a link and you could just click on it. So that was kind of my plan. The money's not nearly as good, but you're getting some visibility. And so I did that. And I also have a basketball podcast called Pod Don't Lie with Stavros Halkias.
Dude,
it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so really now fun. I'm going to tell you, you got to come and do our sports podcast, Jason.
I'd love to.
We'll talk, obviously, as we're in the NBA finals. So maybe we'll have
Bulls are back, dude. We got Billy Donovan. It's happening.
Oh, man. Never know.
Are you guys, what are your teams?
So Dan's from Chicago.
I'm Northern Illinois, Rochelle, a little hometown, but so I'm all Chicago.
So we grew up in St. Louis. We didn't have an NBA team. So we kind of...
Are you Bulls fans too?
No, but we grew up...
You got Clippers. Now,
so we grew up in the 80s when... It's interesting because our allegiance is just by not having a team. We're the biggest sports fans ever. So like huge St. Louis Cardinals fans, went to the University of Michigan, couldn't be bigger Michigan fans. So like we understand, and Blues fans, we understand the deep depths of fandom. But when you don't have a professional team to go after, it's just like we didn't have it. So like in the 80s, we would watch Lakers. The Celtics, Lakers, and we like the 76ers. We like the Celtics. I don't know why we were like Eastern Conference. That was where our leanings.
We loved the Knicks when we lived in New York, but then when we moved to LA.
It's my squad.
I mean, the squad. Dude, in the 90s, it was unbelievable to root for the Knicks.
The coolest team ever.
LJ, Sprewell, Allen Houston, Marcus Camby, those teams were really fun. We loved rooting for those teams and would go to games at MSG and just like this, the fact that you could just take the subway down and catch
the fact
a game
you could go see a game and then go do like three spots of comedy. That was amazing to us. That was the best. Yeah. So we were big Knicks fans, but then we moved to LA.
We couldn't get Lakers tickets because they had just won.
Kobe and Shaq.
So we became Clippers fans and like early. Now, I mean like 2000, Corey Maggette, Chris Kamen, and those guys. Our fans are like, shut the fuck up with all this sports talk. But
I'm just reliving my days playing NBA Live 97.
But
I know, man.
So we root for them. But I just want a good finals. I'm excited for
it. Me too.
You know,
yeah, it's exciting. But it doesn't look like it's going to be a great one.
You never know. You never know.
Jimmy Buckets, baby.
Pod Don't Lie.
They injured the whole fucking Heat in the first game.
It was crazy. Pod Don't Lie.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's like I Don't Lie based on Rasheed Wallace's Ball Don't Lie, which is the greatest.
Sure.
Which, by the way, someone else tweeted Rasheed Wallace would have done a better job moderating Chris Wallace. Debate.
That's a good point.
That's good.
That's a great point. We'll check all that stuff out. And are you ready to jump in another
Let's
story?
Let's do it.
Let's
ready?
Do it.
Sent
do it.
In by Sarah at Shabatra.
Nice.
Just like it sounds. Salt Lake City. This story... I'm surprised this has never happened.
How many wives is it going to involve?
A Centerville man. This comes from.
By the way, shout out right now to Keith Stubbs, the guy who runs Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. He's maybe one of my favorite people in comedy, and I love doing that club so much.
And I hope it survives.
I know. Very, very good guy.
Very good.
I'm supposed to be there.
And a great club too.
He's the antithesis of that other guy you described. He's like a good guy who's fun to hang with, and he's like an enjoyable. And he loves comedy. He loves comedians.
A Centerville man, who may or may not know Keith, who took a car on a test drive over the weekend, ended up being arrested after police say he refused to let the car dealer get out of the vehicle after driving at a high rate of speed.
Okay, so is that a kidnapping,
by the way? That's what I'm saying. How has this never happened before? Somebody needs like a getaway car, just get a test drive.
We've said this before. We need to come up with better terms for kidnapping.
Because he's not a kid.
So we need like different,
it's an abduction.
Woman napping. Guy napping.
Then that sounds like a good thing.
Abduction is good. Did you see Abducted in Plain Sight? Please tell me, Sam, you've seen that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Speaking of documentary jokes, I do a whole bit about that documentary in my album.
Minute 21. I just leaned over.
Don't you say it.
Not going to say it. For anyone who hasn't seen it, just...
You'll hit us up right then.
This is my favorite thing is like we tell our fans...
It's a documentary on being a good parent is what it's about. If you haven't seen it.
My joke in my album is if you've seen the movie, you already know this. If you've never seen it, it answers a question you may have always wondered. It turns out there are times when you can definitely blame the parents. They're 100% to blame.
I mean, so we tell our fans who have never seen it.
We'll mention on the podcast.
We'll mention on the podcast, like eight days later, tweeted us at minute 21.
Dude, my buddy Cody Steele, this just happened to him. I go, watch it? And then I got him and he goes, dude. 22 minutes. I'm like, I told you.
22 minutes.
He goes, this is the worst dad of all time. And I go, and that's not even the worst thing he thinks he ever did.
It's pretty shocking. Yes. It's pretty shocking how bad.
Horrible. Unreal. And that's before you even get to the aliens. All right, here we go.
All right.
Caleb Gibson was arrested Saturday for investigation of kidnapping or adult napping, as Jason would like us to say. Gibson went to a car dealership in Salt Lake City and took a vehicle for a test drive along with a sales associate from the dealership. You never know when you're walking into somebody else's like personal version of Falling Down, the movie.
That's
like
right.
They're having a day where no more rules apply to them and they've had enough and you're along for the ride.
They've
literally
been pushed. This guy doesn't want to buy a car at all.
Gibson drove to several locations in Salt Lake City. But this is on the test drive. Like, imagine me, like, you cool if we run into AutoZone really quick? Like,
are they both, by the way, men or what's the situation?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. Yes.
All right. Because that would change a little bit. If it's a woman, I'm like, all right,
it's
not good.
Gibson drove to several locations in Salt Lake City, but when the salesman told him to go back to the dealership, Gibson refused, according to a police affidavit.
Dude, that's got to be a crazy moment.
Cool, if we just pull over.
All right, let's head on back. And because you know,
I got one more thing to do.
He still has to sell him the car.
Right.
You know, he's still being that sale.
They're crossing state lines. So what do you think, though, of the vehicle? Because it is pretty good.
You're seeing how well the pickup is. It can handle driving in the shoulder. It can handle it.
Let me tell you a little
bit
more.
We haven't stopped for gas yet. That says something about the mileage, you know? So
he's trying to make all the things about what he's doing as positives about the car. So if you're going to go on a long trip and not tell anybody
look at how little the gas has gone down. Look at what we're doing.
Look at how smooth it handles around turns. And we're around that car.
I appreciate that you're enjoying 80s on 8, but understand this is a preview of SiriusXM. You're only going to get this for the first year if you buy the car.
But you do get it.
Mm-hmm. when the victim, that's the salesman, was on the phone with a 911 dispatcher, Gibson started driving 100 miles per hour on the freeway, turning the music up and rolled down the windows. He's trying to have a great time.
That's right.
Fine. Well, maybe roll down the windows for COVID-related reasons.
Yeah.
So you know what, man? I just want to be safe.
Guys.
Yeah. Look, as he goes, I know 100. I'm a lunatic, but I am a germaphobe.
For sure.
We saw a car chase in LA when we first moved here in 1999. Jay and I were in the car together. Car speeds out and makes a left.
No, it was speeding past us on Santa Monica Boulevard at Doheny,
and cops fly right behind it. We're like, okay, this car is being chased. You know exactly what's happening when the cops follow this guy up.
Car gets to Doheny and is about to make a left, turns on its turn signal. We're like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, that, I love this guy.
Just wants to alert people.
I'm
in a chase, but I don't need a moving violation.
Hey, bunch of cops, but I want everybody else to know I'm looking out for it.
I robbed that bank, but please, no. Yeah. I don't want points on my license.
So he rolls down all the windows, turns the music way up. The victim believed that Gibson was doing this so that the dispatcher could not hear him provide his address, which I imagine was changing every half second.
Yeah.
The victim stated that he was scared and didn't know where Gibson was going to take him.
Right. Gibson didn't know.
Of course. The Utah Highway Patrol spotted the vehicle and pulled it over. Gibson claimed he was scared of the salesman. I mean, you're a pro-level liar.
Oh, my God.
You've now flipped this whole thing. He was scared of the salesman, quote, because he kept yelling at him and grabbing the steering wheel, trying to have him pull the vehicle over. But that says, so he says he was scared of him.
Right.
Gibson stated,
isn't it nice to hear a story where the salesman is not the aggressive one?
Yes,
for sure. For sure. He said he was scared.
Pull it over now. Pull it over now and I won't call the guy. And, and the other guy's like, I thought you said there was a no haggle policy.
Yeah.
Right. You go when they're like, sir, we're arresting you. And he's like, you sure you can't go back to your chief and see if
go
we can
back
get a
to the chief and
that?
See if you can just drop the charges a little
and
bit.
And he slides a piece of paper. This is how many days I think you'll be.
This
in.
Is what I can get. I can get you into a jail cell $10,000 bond.
He was scared to stop the car, so that's why he kept driving. But Gibson has a lengthy criminal history, according to court records. He was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail.
Shouldn't you be able to? Okay, so like, let me get your license. Mm-hmm. And we just got to. Just put it down in the thing. You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't you swipe the license? And if there are priors on the license, you got to be like, yeah, we can't do a test drive.
Or that's just a good idea, man.
Or just take that. Like, just take that as your, like, you go for the drive. We've got all your information. Rand, did you just see what I'm about to show everybody?
It's okay. I'll see it.
It's fine. I'm going to show. Okay. So here's what Gibson looks like.
Are we going to guess his age?
We're going to look at him and then guess his age.
So Sam, on the show, there are times when you look at someone and it's more baffling after you see the picture. So
yeah, I would also like look at that guy and be like, you're not going to buy a car. You know exactly. What I mean? Like,
right.
I'm going to guess your Experian credit is fuck you.
Right. Sir, I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't see you in a Camry.
Yeah. Certainly a white one.
You look like the magician you killed.
He looks like a background actor on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Or looks like his hair is running away from his face.
Well, yeah. It's scared too.
Yeah.
His hair is trying to grab the wheel from his
head. How old do you guys think Caleb Gibson is by after looking at this?
I'll go 55.
55 years
no
old.
No way.
He looks That's a 30-year-old man.
He looks like the scariest White Walker ever.
He does.
I would say
30.
He looks like he's cosplaying as the Green Goblin without 30. Doing anything.
I think he is. Like, he showed up in an orange jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. I think he's 30. I'm going to do 38 again.
38. Okay, so 38 from Rand.
When he was born, he was on parole.
Right.
38 from Rand. What did you say, Jay?
30.
30.
Sam,
okay.
What did you say?
50.
55
years okay. old. Okay. Caleb Gibson is 43 years old.
Wow.
Randy,
I'll take
nice
it.
Work.
Yeah. I'll take it. Holy
it's
crap.
It's deceptive, well, though, isn't it?
We can all thank methamphetamine. Yeah. For that right there.
I mean, he definitely looks 55.
All right. That's story number two, my friend.
Story
friends.
Number two down
there. That guy's lived hard.
Yes. I love it. Yes. Can you give us a taste of what we're going to hear in the third story?
I totally can. Somebody in Wisconsin finds the craziest thing on the beach.
Oh, my God.
Can't of course.
Beach, the beaches of Wisconsin.
Remember
when Latrell Sprewell bought a yacht?
In Milwaukee,
and everyone's like, I don't think you're going to use that much. And then he went bankrupt. Yeah. And then
I met Sprewell in a bar in Milwaukee once. I'm a big Knicks fan, so it was really weird. But I was doing a gig at this place called the Comedy Cafe many years ago.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a Knicks sweatshirt, and the woman who was hosting the show said, Sprewell drinks at the bar across the street every night. And
no
I
way.
Was like, every night? And she goes,
Every night.
He's Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down now.
Jesus Christ.
So we go to the bar and he doesn't show and I'm pretty bummed. And then he walks in.
No
he's
way.
Got red hair now.
Red.
And I'm kind of like, holy shit, it's Sprewell. It's my guy. And I went up to him. He couldn't have been a bigger dick to me. And I don't know what. I panicked too, but I was like, the guy I'm with is like, he drinks Honey Jack. Like, that's his drink, yes. is Honey Jack.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Oh, Spree.
So you bought it.
Never
did
change.
Did you buy him some Honey Jack?
Well, I went over. I'm like, hey, man, I'm from New York. You're my favorite player. Yeah. Like, yep. I mean, I have a Spree jersey at home. You're my guy. And he just goes, okay. And I said, can I get you a drink? He goes, I already got a drink. And I just said, I'm like scanning through my dumb head, like do I have any cards to play? So I said, I'm a comic. I'm doing a show in town if you're around. And he goes, yeah, don't count on it. I was like, all right, well, this didn't go as planned. And I'm like, well, maybe it's me. And then some other guy who's with the girl who I was there with was like, I guess he dated her. And he goes, I'll handle this. Like all cocky. He's like, I work for Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
And he goes over and Spree looks like he's going to kick the shit out of the
of
guy.
Course.
I'm like, all right, I got off easy.
Yeah.
So then a few nights later, like the bartender at the bar was really cool. And she was like, look, he's surly. He's not a bad guy. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't even believe he is. He's Spree. I can't allow myself to believe he is. So a few nights later, the bartender from the, it's like 2 nights later, the bartender comes to my show and she goes, she's telling me about Spree and she goes, I'll text him right now about you. And she just texts him, hey, that comic the other night, he's actually really funny. You should see his show. And Spree goes, oh yeah, I met him the other night. Great guy. And I'm like, that's Spree?
That's his view of that encounter.
Well, he also, so I had an MSG show for a minute on the Knicks network for like 2 seasons and he was a guest on the show. And of course I didn't, like he, but I would do a gag with every guest as like a cold like, open.
I ain't gagging with this guy.
Well, the gag was like, they just shit on me. Like it's them negging me. Like I had like CeCe Sabathia on and he was like, dude, this is my favorite show. I'm so happy to be on. I'd be like, really? And he'd say no. And like, that would be the opening. So like, we just give them a line and neg me. So I had Spree while it was supposed to be like, just texting, ignoring me. I'm like, dude, you and me, like,
we're the best. Like,
this,
man,
is,
we're friends.
This is it. And he was like, I'm not doing this. And I was like, all right, okay. Fuck it. So,
okay.
But then the interview went okay. But it was the only interview I was so nervous for.
Of course. I don't want to say this, but in you going up to him, you kind of choked a little bit. So, all right, well, let's take, that's a great story.
Sure.
Let's take a break. When we come back, a couple of questions and we'll get into the last story.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we say, join the Facebook page. You'll see the photos of all these crazy people. Shall we get in this last story?
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Final story, friends. Sent in by Jen Amity at Jamity 51 or Jamity, maybe. So maybe it's Jen Amity. Here we go. A man enjoying a day at the beach. I feel like it should always say Wisconsin beach so that you know, like, we are not on the coast.
It's not a real beach.
Right.
It's just rocks and
an area
cigarettes.
Of sand next to a water.
Do you like really pale bikini clad bodies?
Yeah. Come to Wisconsin.
Come to Wisconsin.
Do you like rocks? And I shouldn't be talking if you look at me.
I know. Yeah. No.
I'll see there.
The whitest motherfucker.
Yes. A man enjoying a day at the beach was recently left speechless when he stumbled upon, this is at a Wisconsin lake beach,
a guy fighting an alligator.
No.
Sorry.
A brain that was wrapped up in aluminum foil.
Dude.
Oh my God. Sam, your face right there is perfect.
That is... So I'm like, wait, Dahmer's from Wisconsin, right?
Dahmer's
from Wisconsin. Jeez.
Great name for this guy, too. Does not sound fake. Sounds perfect for Wisconsin. Jimmy Senda. You know Jimmy Senda?
Yeah, Jimmy.
From Endover?
By the way, you cannot say his name without both his first and last
name.
Yeah,
he's in basketball. Like, it's a basketball. Like, Jimmy Senda. I'll take Jimmy Senda. Jimmy Senda. How you doing? Good to meet you, Jimmy Senda.
Jimmy Senda.
Jimmy Senda. Yeah, Jimmy. There you go.
It would be like, it's like a Fargo name.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, ooh, Jimmy Senda.
Jimmy Senda.
If it's a Fargo thing, it's a name that sounds silly, but the person will kill you.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
that's a very Fargo
goal
thing.
Go call Jimmy Senda. He'll come with the old axe chipper.
Yeah. Jimmy Senda. That wasn't part of the deal, though. Every season of Fargo and every Coen Brothers movie is someone saying, that's not what we agreed to. It's always it's somebody going.
He's always shocked that someone. He's always shocked that someone who agreed to kidnap his wife lacks morals.
Now we decided. I talked to Jimmy Senda. I talked to Myron Proudfoot.
Jerry Lundgaard. Now that's a perfect name.
Yeah, sure.
But you said it was going to be different. All right, here we go. He was searching for sea glass, something you can't do in Wisconsin by technical definition.
By the way, also something you do when you want to not spend time with your wife.
Yeah, or if she's not coming back.
I'm going to the beach to do what? Search for sea glass. We were supposed to hang out today.
Yeah. He was searching for sea glass at Samuel Myers Park Beach on Tuesday morning, but instead he found a bizarre yet intriguing package that was fastened by a pink rubber band. Like, I'm picturing, like, you know, the old, like, this was a thing that in Chicago,
all of the guys who were outfitted or connected in the mafia, they use those deli rubber bands for their cash. It's a very, I don't know if it went to other cities, but that's the way to, and that's what I'm picturing is around
a thick.
It's that thick
rubber band. Yeah.
But it's, I'm imagining it's like the brain is in like butcher paper.
It's aluminum foil.
Okay.
Which is also kind of weird. Jimmy Senda explained that he decided to open the package out of sheer curiosity. Of course he did.
It's not yours. Open it up.
I popped it open, and it looked like a chicken breast, Senda recalled. It was a brain. Then it didn't look like a chicken breast.
Yeah, that looks nothing like a chicken breast.
Is that Junior Seau's brain?
Oh, I should have told you at the top. Don't. This... This has, we don't get any answers in this story. It's just weird and short. Okay. Senda, puzzled by the shocking discovery, immediately notified some nearby city workers who I imagine were like paving a nearby road and could have given two shits.
Get out of here.
Like, we're on break, asshole.
Yeah.
God. We don't care, man. Go out of here.
Go get that brain out of here.
Officials said they don't believe the brain is human, but medical examiners are conducting an investigation. Here's somebody who's smarter than me or knows some more cultural stuff. Maybe it's one of you three or somebody in the town. This is how they end it. There were flowers and Chinese money inside the package as well, according to Jimmy Senda.
Flowers and Chinese money.
Any of you know of any sort of like...
A lot of mixed like, messages here.
Yeah. Like any sort of cultural reference where they... You would bury a part of a person or a part of an animal at sea, wrap it in aluminum foil, put flowers and just Chinese hope it doesn't, money inside
hope it
of it.
Doesn't wash up on shore.
That's a curse, right? You've cursed somebody or something? You have
I think,
to.
I think it's like a crazy chain letter. You now have to kill someone, get their brain, and put it into a different lake with Japanese yen and a couple of
I guarantee
of
this. It's not
herbs.
In the article, but you know damn well, based off of his chicken breast comment, Jimmy Senda tasted it. You know he did, guys. You know
I grilled it.
Breaded it.
Yeah,
he breaded
it. Of course he breaded it. Wisconsin, of course. Breaded it and he filleted it and then he put it in with some cheese curds.
Yeah. That's story three. I don't know anything about it, but if somebody knows about some ritual that involves that, please let us know.
Tell us.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go, Sam Morrell.
Wasting Chinese money, man. We can't be wasting that money.
Right?
When we owe them all that money, we're going to waste their money. God
that's
damn.
Right. Come on. Can't do that. Don't put it in brain packages.
Yeah, everybody check out Sam's podcast, Pod Don't Lie.
Pod Don't Lie. Sports fans, you will love that.
Check out his special on YouTube. And
yeah, what's the special called on YouTube?
Can they it's called just like, I Got This. And I got two other specials. They're a little harder to find because they're behind a paywall. But you can, they're on Spotify and
great.
You know. Wherever you get your tunes, you
dude,
know,
he's
comedy.
One of the best joke writers out
thank
there, and so you definitely to our fans who love stand up comedy, who are like, I need new stuff. People are telling this in the pandemic because we're just walking everywhere and listening to stuff. Like, get on this, listen to this, you will love it. And dude, so great to have you on, man. Thanks
great
so
to
much.
See you guys, and nice to meet you, Daniel. And,
you too, my man.
And I'll see you guys around.
Great. Yeah. No shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.